Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, it is another Throwback Thursday night. I apologize. I am an hour late on the show, but I am jamming for 2 hours. That's usually what I do, from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but I'm going to go from 9 to 11. Of course, good evening to you. That was music from group Change from 1982. That is called The Very Best in You, one of my all-time favorite songs, especially post-Luther Change. Remember when Luther was in, singing with the group Change? He had, of course, I think Love's Holiday and The Glow of Love was great songs. So after Luther went on and did his solo thing, and Change just, I love Change. Of course, you had Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis and Georgia Moroder putting their talents in that group, man. I am a big Change fan. So again, for the next 2 hours, old school R&B, funk, and soul. Got music on the way from Jodeci. I got some roller skating jams. Got some Vaughn Mason and crew on the way. And I got some Patrice Rushen on the way. So, guys, I want to keep the phone lines open. I want to have the phone lines open. 646-668-8537. 646-668-8537. Give me a call. And because I'm lonely on this Thursday night. It's later. It's getting dark. But I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I do this every Thursday. And tell a friend, if you're listening, tell a friend. If you're on Facebook, go to Solar Records Radio on the Facebook page. Like the page. Tell a friend to like the page. Tell a friend's friend to like the page. And it's all good. Let's go ahead and start this music off, man. I want to give you a classic, some classic disco from the late, great Joe Tex from 1977. I love this song. It's funny. It's called Ain't Gonna Bump No More with No Big Fat Woman. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Getting down, that chick was getting down. She wanted to bump some more. this woman in a disco. Bumping these old clothes. Putting such a hip. Busting people's lips. Big battle pump. In a disco. Bumping people. All over the floor. Don't stop. You all lighten up. You all lighten up. You all ease up. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. I had to hook that up. That's some little disco from late great Sylvester from 1979. Name of the song is called "I Need You." I was a big Sylvester fan, man. I loved his music, especially when I got older, man. I understood, you know, hey, brother's gay, so what? Don't care. He made great music. It's not an impediment on a person's life. I don't care what you do. But I love this music nonetheless, man. Rest in peace to Sylvester. You make me feel mighty real. Was this, I don't know. I grew up just loving that song. I love that beat. This is a great song. And, of course, he was a strong advocate for LGBT rights. But, again, his legacy definitely lives on. Of course, again, brother was very talented. I remember watching an Unsung episode long time ago with Sylvester on it, man. It just kind of broadened my mind a little bit more of who he was. And, man, again, I love his music and, you know, just the humanitarian he was. So rest in peace to Sylvester. Before that, from 1990, music from Ruby Turner, I played It's Gonna Be All Right, beautiful. Beautiful song, a little underground song from the summer of 1990. I loved it. And, of course, started off the block from 1977, the late, great Joe Tex, Ain't Gonna Bump No More, with No Big Fat Woman. Ain't Gonna Bump No More, No Big Fat Woman. You can't really say that today, you know? You can't just come up to a woman and be like, hey, come here, fat girl, fat woman. Can't do that. I can't do that, you know. I don't like saying that, you know, because, you know, I guess, you know, fat is so, I don't know, it's old, and it's just, I don't know, it just sounds, it's mean-spirited, but, I mean, it's in the context of this song and the times, it's just hilarious, and plus, you know, ain't nothing wrong with a nice little big bone woman. Nothing wrong with that. I'm telling all my business, you know. We got an hour and 30 more minutes left of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'm gonna take my foot out of my mouth right now. I got some roller skates. This whole block, the block that I want to play right now, I'm gonna dedicate. I can't even say the word dedicate. I'm going to dedicate this block to roller skate. I remember roller skate. I used to love roller skate. I got to get back in it, man. But of course, I want to take you back to the roller skating anthem, of course, from 1980. This is music from Vaughn Mason and Crew. Bounce, rock, skate, roll. Keep it locked right here, Solar Records Radio. That's music from Miss Vicky D from 1981, of course, giving you a roller skating jam right there. That is called This Beat Is Mine. I used to hear this song. This came out in 81. I remember getting ready to go to school, and they'd always play it in the morning. I'd watch The Great Space Coaster. If you guys remember The Great Space Coaster, I would watch The Great Space Coaster, eat breakfast, and head out and hit the class, well, hit the school. And it would always be on the radio. This Beat Is Mine, like every morning. I used to love that song. Vicky B, This Beat Is Mine. Before that, I had to hook up a little five-star Love Take Over from 1986. And, of course, started off the block. Of course, roller skating jam of all roller skating jams. Bounce Rock Skate Roll by Vaughn, Mason, and crew from 1980. We got about an hour and 17 minutes left of the show. Again, I am jamming with you the rest of the night. Well, not for the rest of the night, for the next hour and 17 minutes. But again, guys, we want to remind you, if you want to donate to the show, you can go to the Cash App, $ Solar Records Radio, all one big word, or you can go to solarrecordsradio.com or wardellpotsjr.com. And, of course, you can donate there. And also, if you want to get some good merchandise, you can go to those websites and click on the little merchandise click button thing. Button. Yeah. You know what? I just got through eating. I'm here an hour later, so I apologize for getting the show ready an hour later. I was on the road, and I called Wardell, and I said, Wardell, you know, Wardell talked. You know, he's so laid back. I said, I won't be able to make the show. Can you put in an archive show or whatever? Like, you don't think you're going to make it? I'm like, No, but I'll probably do it an hour later. He's like, well, I already put like a archive show on, but yeah, you can come on an hour later. It's all good. It's just I can't really do his voice, but you know how he talks. So I am here an hour later. Again, my time is usually 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time now. Today, I'm going to be here to the 11 o'clock hour Eastern Standard Time. So I'm not going to make a habit out of this. I'm just saying. I'm just not. Hey, but I'm going to keep this music going, man. You know what? I still feel like roller skating in this house. You know? You ever felt the need to roller skate in the house, but all the carpet gets in the way? I'm just saying. You know, I was doing it with Bounce Rock Skate while I was pretending in my head. You know, but it just doesn't work that way. So let's go ahead and keep this music going. I'm going to take you back to 1982, some more roller skating music from Miss Fonda Ray. The name of the song is called Over Like a Fat Rat. Keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio. We'll be right back.
If I had it, I know what I'd do with it. But if you had it,
oh, you.
Happy. Oh, never give up on the good things.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, I had to hook that up from 1981. That was music from George Benson. Yes, I love that. George Benson, Never Give Up on a Good Thing. Before that, from their Heartbreak album. Album went like quadruple platinum. Quadruple or quintuple platinum. It's called, beautiful song called You're Not My Kind of Girl. It's a beautiful You're Not My Type girl song. So, but anyway. Anyway, keeping the music going. Well, actually, started off the block from 1982. Of course, music from Miss Fonda Rae. Name of the song is called Over Like a Fat Rat. I'm a big fan of that. A little roller skating jam right there. We've got an hour left of the show. And who walks in the door is my partner, Wardell Potts Jr. He is here. What's going on, Wardell?
It's my pie. I'm good. I'm over here working in the studio, doing construction in the studio, and just jamming to your music, man. I don't mean to sound so happy, but I am. I appreciate the music that you're doing, and so thank you.
Well, man, I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you being a listener of the show. You know, it's all good, man. I love doing this. On here an hour later, but again, I'm not going to make a habit out of this. I was on my way home, and I called you, and I was like, oh, and you was just like, you know what? Let me just do it an hour later. I've usually done it before, so I don't want to miss out, because I love when the people, you know, give me their feedback afterwards. For those who can't listen to me live, they can check it out. I want to remind you can check out the playback. You're on Facebook on Solar Records Radio. And, of course, I'm profiling and posting the music that I'm playing on the show in the comments section. So make sure you check it out and let me know what you think, man. But, yeah, what a show earlier today, man. Shout out to you. And I call it Wardell's Afternoon Drive, of course, Throwback Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Man, what a great show. You was jamming, man. You took it back to the 60s and all that good stuff, man. I loved it.
It's fun, man. It's fun. And I got emotional, actually, in the show when I was playing between Michael and Janet, going back and forth, Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson, and going back and forth. Then I decided to play the show where she, you know, I think it was just
to like introduce her brother, right?
Yeah, she was. But he
introduced him as artist of the year or something. Yeah,
of the decade,
okay,
something like that.
Yes.
And it was just, yeah, and it was just amazing just to hear, you know, the stuff that she was saying to him, and so, you know, I just loved hearing a little sister talking about her big brother like that, it was great, and that made me even more emotional. And I was like, man, what is happening here? And so then, after that went off, then I went right into Michael Jackson when he was singing to Sammy Davis Jr. as Sammy Davis Jr. was dying from throat cancer, and he was just basically saying in this song, like, you know, because you were there and you put the time in and you opened the door for so many of us, that's the reason why I am here. Oh, man, I was just like, man, this show has got me all messed up. I'm just emotional now.
It was great. It was great,
yeah.
Man. But I want to switch gears for a second, because I had mentioned it on one of the shows last week. There's a little controversy up there in Minneapolis, man. I played More Stand of Time last week, and it kind of reminded me. I didn't really get a chance to talk to you about the whole situation. Of course, for all the listeners who don't know, and for all those who know, I want to go ahead and mention it anyway. Morris Day, Prince's estate, of course, Prince has been gone. It'll be 6 years next month, I think April 15th or 16th, something like that. But again, rest in peace to Prince. But his estate is keeping Morris as basically put a cease and desist on Morris Day and the Time, or Morris Day, from using the name Morris Day and the Time. You know, the Prince estate is keeping him from using his band name and his name for doing shows, man. And I just wanted to kind of get your thoughts on that, man, and talk to Ricky Fries about it. Of course, Ricky Fries, of course, a Solar alum. Of course, he's with the group the time now. Man, just share your thoughts if you can.
And he's also with Dynasty. So he's the keyboard player for Dynasty, and he produced our new single as well that's out. But Ricky Fries, yeah, so we talked about it. As a matter of fact, they're performing right now in Los Angeles tonight. And so they're just doing it under Morris Day. And I told him, I said, you know, you guys need to put Morris Day and put a clock underneath his name. Everybody know what that is. And, you know, it's just really crazy to me that, you know, they would do this because Prince didn't have a problem with, you know, him using that name. And so for whatever reason, there must be some money or something going on in there. And they just decide to take a bad situation with Prince passing away and making it worse by damaging the Times career with this here kind of thing. So we'll see what happens in the long run, but they're still gigging. They're doing, like I said, they're performing tonight. And so, yeah, so you know, it is what it is, but the show must go on, and negativity is not going to win. Light is going to win over darkness. And so they're cool. You know, they're doing their thing, and I'm happy for them. And you know, it's not going to change their money. People already know. You know, you could just say Morris. You don't even have to say Day. They know who you're talking about. So
it's on a,
you know,
well, first name basis.
Exactly. So you know, it's like they're like Morris who? No. You know, Morris is going to be performing tonight. Really? Okay, I'm going to check him out. You know, that's just the way it is. I mean, he's been doing it for so long. It's like you can't, you know, you take that, you know. But I remember Prince. You remember he changed his name from Prince to the sign or so. What was it that he changed his name to?
Yeah, it had like a straight symbol. The artist formerly known as Prince.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Right. Yeah, you know. So, you know, things happen in the industry, and I think that it's because he probably had a contract with Warner Brothers or something at the time, and so he's like, you know what, I'm not going to keep, you know, now that I'm not re-signing with you, I'm going to change my name because I don't want people to be buying my records based off of that name. I need them to buy it based off of this, you know, my new stuff that I'm doing. And he was the first one that really started selling this stuff, you know, the records and stuff themselves, you know. And then everybody was like, what? And so I was like, okay, well, maybe we can do it. And next thing you know, everybody was selling the records out of the trunk. And then, you know, all the sites opened up, and like TuneCore and all those sites opened up to help the artists sell their records. And so, and it kind of really took an impact on the industry, but the industry did it to themselves because they started being real cheesy and taking advantage of the artists. They've been doing that for ever since this, you know, the business started anyway, taking advantage of artists anyway, you know, like renting them houses with their money. You know, they should be owning the house.
Man.
And they're renting them.
I remember.
You know, it's crazy. Yeah.
I do remember, you know, got a chance to talk to, you know, I talked to JoJo about a couple of weeks ago, JoJo McDuffie from the Mary Jane Girls. And, you know, we had talked about just the music business, you know, just having our pleasantries. And I just had to ask her, you know, what she called it, MB, music business, little M, big B in music business, because the B is always, you know, in bold lettering, you know, because they know it's mostly a business. And that's one of the business parts of it. But, man, I cannot imagine, you know, and I know, you, and I always joke and say with, you know, have that moment of levity with you saying that, you know, you were at ground zero of the business, of the music industry, being there at Dynasty and, you know, playing drums for, you know, God knows who, you know, but
God
at
knows.
The same time, it's Lord. Like, but at the same time, it's, you know, I could never imagine being able to have your name, the name and the legacy of that name, behind that name, stripped from you as a stroke of a pen. That's crazy to me. That is crazy.
Well, it's, you know, and you just, you know, you just never know what people are going to do nowadays, right? They just, People are so greedy and so crazy and just never know what to expect. And I mean, look at Putin. You know, it's always something, right? You're just like, what, are you kidding me? Anything could happen at any time, man. I'm sorry.
No. It's all good, though. He's a degenerate. Yeah. He's a degenerate.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, to use this word, you know, in so many ways, he's a thug, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I think I don't want to get too caught up in that situation. But, guys, you're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday Night. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. We've got about another 51 minutes left of the show. I want to dedicate this block to Minneapolis. Is it okay? I can play some Minneapolis songs.
Cool. Yeah,
would that be
make
cool?
It happen, baby. That sounds good.
Remember, you guys, you know, a lot of Prince's music, a lot of his great music. Don't get me wrong. Prince had great music, but a lot of his great, great music was from his B-side hit. For example, this one, the one I want to play, I want to take you back to 1984, of course, Purple Rain and all that good stuff. Now, this was the B-side to When Doves Cry, one of my all-time favorites from Prince. This is called 17 Days. You guys keep it locked right here. I can't even say it. Locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Called you yesterday.
from his self-titled debut album. Of course, that is Alexander O'Neill, A Broken Heart Can Mend. I had to set up a little Minneapolis funk, a little Minneapolis soul right there, of course, from 1985. Before that, from 1992, music from Mint Condition, of course, Forever in Your Eyes, and, of course, started off the block, Prince, 17 Days, of course, from this B-side, from his When Doves Cry single. Just amazing. What did you think about that block, man? Straight up Minneapolis right there, man. I love Alexander O'Neill because Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis was mentioning, Alexander O'Neill was going to be the original lead singer for the time. And I guess him and Prince didn't get along, and he turned around and said, I think the way Jimmy Jam said, you know, Alex said, Alex need paper. Alex need paper. So I guess Prince let him go. So of course he asked Morris Day to lead, and he's like, "How am I gonna lead?" He said, "Just be cool." He said, "How am I gonna be cool? Just put your hand in your pocket and just be cool." He said, "Cool," and the rest is history. So maybe a little more detailed than that.
Well, he was also Morris Day was also the drummer for the time.
Yeah.
So he was playing drums on all this, and he's like, "What? You want me to be the lead singer? Man, no one's never asked me that. That's just so sad." But that was sometimes life just flipped the script on you, and you just never know, you know. And so, go from being a drummer to the lead singer, and now look, after how many years now? It's been about 30 years or so. I mean, he's still doing it.
40 plus.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
40 plus now. And the fact that he wanted to be in Prince's, he wanted to be play drums in Prince's band. He was like, "Well, we already got Bobby Z." And he was like, "Well, you know," he said, "I was just that good. Bobby Z could mess with me on his best day." I was like, "Okay." But, you know, of course, hey, Bobby Z went on to do what he did, you know, with the Revolution and that. And, of course, Morris Day did what he did, and just an amazing, amazing career, and all of it. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken,
if you're not mistaken,
if I'm not mistaken, the Revolution is still doing little tours here and there. I think Dr. Fink, Wendy and Lisa, Bobby Z, Brown Mark, they're still out there doing little shows, kind of just tribute, of course, tribute to Prince, but definitely their band and what they were able to do over the years. Because, you know, everyone would say that, you know, Prince played every instrument on, you know, some of his albums or whatever. But you know what, man? You got to give props out, you know, to the Wendy's and the Lisa's and Brown Mark on bass and you know, Dr. Fink. Dr. Fink was just an amazing keyboardist, you know.
Absolutely.
And, of course, Bobby Z was ridiculous on the drums. So, but man, you know, I studied all of those cats growing up, man. It was just, you know, and my uncle had every album throughout the 80s of Prince. So, you know, even when I tried to get away from it, I couldn't, you know, because I was so exposed to this brother's music and what was coming out of Minneapolis. And then, by the time I got maybe 10, around 1984, I really just started appreciating it. You know, I appreciated the 1999 album in 82, you know, is one of those things like, Little Red Corvette, it's on Night Tracks on the music video. Oh, I'm just going to turn the channel. And I guess as an 8-year-old, I didn't really appreciate it. But once I got to 10 years old, only 2 years later, but I started really appreciating this brother and this band. And then the movie came out that year. And again, the rest is history. And shout out to Morris Day and the Time. Shout out to your brother, Ricky Freeze. Man, just an amazing career for all you guys, man. And I'm just blessed to be a part of, be a part of it with you. So,
That's awesome, man. Do you remember the song by Alexander O'Neill called "My Gift to You"?
Oh, yeah, that Christmas music. The Christmas
That's
music.
What
I
that
love
is.
That. I play that in April.
I know. He is something else, man. I love you play it in April, you're funny. Yeah, so I mean I was just listening.
Alex needs paper. Go ahead.
Oh my God, you are funny. Anyway, man, I just wanna say thank you for, you know, the opportunity to hang out with you on the show today. Appreciate it.
Well, hey, man, it's my pleasure, man. Even though I had to beg you, Cordell, please come do my show. I need some credibility.
Yeah, you are retarded. You are out of your mind. Hey, don't forget
Go ahead. Oh, yeah, tune in tonight, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, right after my show, you got an archive show, of course, Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slapshack. Make sure you tune in and check it out. I want to remind you guys on that too, man. And we've still got some of his greatest hits on his show, man. And shout out to his listeners, man. Thank you so much. A few of you guys listen to my show, so thank you so much for doing that, man. Tell a friend if you can. Check us out if you're on Facebook. Go to Solar Records Radio. Tell a friend to like the page. Tell that friend's friend to like that page, and so on and so forth. You know what? I feel a little mellow, man. I was a big Patrice Rushen. Apparently the rumor is Prince had a crush on Patrice Rushen, man. And of course, she was just so cute to me as a kid, man. She used to have that little golden child hat and the little braids in her hair. Just an amazingly beautiful and talented woman, man. I mean, she's been in the jazz circuit, I mean, since the early 70s, and got a chance to just peep out her career. And she was just, again, just another amazing artist, just an amazing career. But, yeah, I think, if I'm not mistaken, you could probably correct me on this, but the rumor is Prince's song, I want to say Little Red Corvette, was the song about Patrice Rushen. That's the rumor. One of his songs. Did you ever hear about that?
No. Not at all. But he liked all those pretty little girls. He was chasing all the
honey. He was just he was just so androgynous. You know, even back then, you know, Prince had them high heels on, and you know, he was pulling them, man. He was pulling them women.
From all
walks of life.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Yeah. Rest in peace. Of course, we're coming up on the 6th year of his passing. So,
wow.
Definitely rest in peace, Prince. I know, man. 6 years. Can you believe that?
It's crazy. Time flies. You know, Michael Jackson is what was it? 10 years for Michael Jackson?
What, 2009? It'll be 13 years in June. June 25th.
You know, man. I thought that, you know, when Prince saw what happened to Michael, I thought that would, you know, wake him up. And same thing with what's her name? Your girl.
Oh, Whitney Houston?
Yeah.
Not Whitney Houston, was it?
Yeah, Whitney Houston.
Oh, man. Here's the thing. We're just gonna celebrate their life. We're gonna celebrate their legacy. You know, it's unfortunate they're no longer with us. That's the beauty of the legacy of their music. And guys, again, we're gonna keep it moving, man. We talked about Patrice Rushen. It's only fair to play a Patrice Rushen song. Let's take you back to the year 1984. This is called "Feel So Real, Won't Let Go." Guys, keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
you. Don't talk, just listen. First of all, I have to be honest with you, baby. I lied when I told you I never wanted to see you again. Can you? Just for tonight, and maybe we can do something like make love, watch the sunrise, or listen to JoJo, Casey, sing us a verse. But, baby, that's impossible to tell you. Oh, you feel so sexy, so good.
No, 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 no,
You're listening to Solo Records Radio, Throwback Thursday Night. Don Fleming, Wardell Pies Jr., closing out Lil Jodeci, of course, from the Forever My Lady album, of course, from 1991. That is Stay. I love that. I love at the very beginning, Devontae's like, don't talk, just listen. That the voice, and then cool thing about that, you know, this generation, if there are kids that are in their 20s or teens right now named Devontae, you pretty much know why. You know, their mama was a Jodeci fan, you know, and then their daddy too. So, but anyway, we got about 11 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. It's going to probably wrap it up for us, but make sure you tune in next, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have an archive show from the late Goldie Mac, of course, Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slapshack. Definitely tune in tonight and check it out, man. But Wardell, man, appreciate you hanging out with me. I feel this was a great show, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, you always throwing down, bro. It's great, and thank you for, you know, inviting me to come hang out with you.
Well, hey, man, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. You know what? Since I didn't get a chance to, you know, to pick any songs, man, I want you to do the honors. Maybe down, you know, in a few more minutes, but we gotta say our goodbyes and everything. But there's something I wanted to mention, man. I just found out that Jussie Smollett, his sentencing was today. And what was the sentencing? I forgot already.
I think it was like 3 to 5 months or something. And then 2 years probation.
150 days in jail. Yes. Wow. Man, and he still said he's not, you know, I remember he had said something, he had made an outburst and said that he is not suicidal and he is innocent. He had kind of made an outburst in the courtroom. So, hey, I hope the brother, you know, gets the help he needs. You know, I don't think putting him in jail, you know, yes, he's paid his, you know, he paid his price. He paid the price. I think he ended up paying whatever fine, but putting him in jail, man, you know, they probably want to check and see if he has any type of mental. And you know what? On the flip side of that, you know, the brother might be innocent. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there. There is, you know, maybe something happened to him that he felt it was some two big dudes with MAGA hats on at 2 o'clock in the morning in Chicago, cold, kicking him on his way to Subway. I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, man, hopefully the brother will get the help that he needs and all that. You know, I'm not passing judgment. I wish him well. That's all. That's pretty much all I got to say about that. So.
Yeah, I'm saddened that, you know, I mean, with all of the issues that we have with race in this country, if he did that on purpose, it really is very sad. And I pray that he gets the help that needs that way as well, because it's we shouldn't play with race, and we shouldn't, you know, discrimination and all that stuff, because it's the real deal, and it's really sad when people take advantage of try to take advantage of the system in that way, because it just really makes us go backwards instead of forward.
I get that. But let me push back, because, you know, I feel that racists are going to, again, don't get me started. I'm just going to say this and I'm going to go away for the night. I think racists are going to find a way to be racist anyway. So it doesn't matter what you do, what education background you have, what accomplishments you have. I think people will try to use this as some type of equalizer to dismiss actual racism. You know, people say, well, what about the Jussie Smollett case? You know, people always crying racism. Those people are gonna find anything and use this as some type of equalizer. But I don't buy it. So just because if this is if it is fake or whatever, you know, that does not delineate the systemic issue that goes on, the systemic occurrences that are prevalent to this day. You know, no, it's not about being a victim. It's about telling it like it is. You know, I remember what I said the last time. I said, look, I don't scratch where I don't itch. If you ask me, I'm going to tell you. So, again, you know, racist will be racist. You know, if something like this convinces you that there is no systemic racism or flat-out overt racism in this country, you want to use Jesse Smollett as the equalizer or as this caveat to say, well, racism doesn't exist because Jesse Smollett lied. You know, if you're going to do that, if anybody that's going to do that, again, as this caveat, then it's disingenuous and they were, you know, you're being dishonest and it's disingenuous there. So I don't give those people the time of day. So,
right. Well, you know, I agree with you on that. But I'm just saying, you know, it's like if, you know, we just don't need to add more, you know, give people more. They're going to do what they're going to do anyway. We just don't need to add.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right, right.
I get it. That's my point. You know, if you're looking for an excuse, if you're looking for an excuse to be apathetic towards, you know, the racism in this country that's already going on, you look at that as a reason, then you wasn't being genuine in the first place. And like I said, I don't give those people the time of day. But anyway, we got 5 minutes left of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will be back next week, Throwback Thursday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. I apologize. I was an hour later. But again, I wanted to jam with you guys tonight. So thank you guys for tuning in. And Wardell, man, take it away, man. The floor is yours.
All right. Well, you guys, thanks, Don, for coming on and doing what you do, man. And we appreciate all you guys. Have a blessed and beautiful rest of your evening. And tomorrow we'll be kicking off the Solar Weekend at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records. So come hang out with us. And until then, you guys, be blessed. Good night and God bless. All right.
Good night, guys.
This is my home.